Okay, time to start. I will relieve James of his nervous talking, saying hi to everybody, and I will pray for us to get us started. Oh Lord, we give you thanks and praise in all things. And we thank you for tonight, and we thank you that we could be gathered together, even in this way, to hear your word, to let it sow seeds in our heart, Lord, and to let it put it into action. We ask that you bless this time together, and in your name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dan. And it's always good to have a friend who will call you out on your nervous energy, in front of all the people you're nervous in front of. So, right on. I would like to this evening. I want to just preface with, this word that I'm bringing is it's heavy on my heart, and the heaviness is from the Lord, and I know that, and I'm still trying to find the path. And I have some things that I want to read to you tonight, and I have some things that I want to share with you from a personal nature. But before I begin, I just wondered, do you guys have any questions so far on things? I don't know necessarily that I have answers to things, but I do know that I can be honest with what I'm seeing, because I will tell you the Lord is definitely showing me things. So before I get into my scriptures, I would just like to ask if there's anything anybody has a question about, or if there's anything that you've heard that you're just like, I don't know what he's saying. I might not know what I'm saying, but I'll give you the best answer from my heart that I can. How's that? So I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of time to think and, mull on it. And if you don't say anything, I guess I'm gonna move on, but I would like to put that out there first.
Well, James, I'd like to ask you if it's okay. I'm sure you're telling us and sharing with us what you're thinking, but is there anything different that you're seeing that you haven't talked about yet, or maybe you'll talk about?
Well, a little bit, yeah. There's a little bit, and not so much for the broad strokes, but for me, the Lord. I've had some very good conversations this week, with people that I go to and I look to for discernment and ministry, and I've seen some things in regards to what I've said and how they've seen it in their perspective, right? And it's really miniature to me and my heart, because I'm really hoping, and I firmly believe, I'm not, when you teach the word, for those who teach the word, that the word is crafted by the Lord. It's a spirit, right? The spirit is speaking. I'm not just talking. The spirit is bringing the word forth. And I do have some things that they're not different. They're not different. They're just, well, you'll see in the scriptures, I guess. I don't really know how to explain it any better than that. But the Lord has been very heavy on my heart in regards to the issue of the watchman, the condition of the watchman, the word of intent, things of that nature, Dave. I don't know if that answers the question, but that's just kind of where I'm at.
Hey James, I'd like to ask you a question. Listening from what you've been talking to us about, and you talk about how God has assigned watchmen, those to stand on the wall and to proclaim God's word, no matter what, other than the fact that God has called them to do it, right? And they're moving forward with that, and their hearts are dedicated to doing so. Why do you think, or is it always, do you feel like it's always a better circumstance if, I don't mean, because you said willing, you talked about also you need to be, God wants you to be willing. Sometimes when a call is made like that, I've always thought in the past, it's like, well, it's what God's asked me to, wants me to do. And I know in my heart that that's the case, but I never thought about the fact that he also wants me to have the willingness in my heart to do it also, or to come with that. Do you see why that's, is that what you were sharing? Is that how you?
Yeah, well, because see, the beauty of our relationship with God is the choice, right? You have the choice. But to willingly do, to subject yourself to his will, number one, makes, I don't know if it makes things easier, but it's more powerful, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. If you came to me and said, "Hey, James, I need you to do this," I'm like, ugh. When you're a kid and your dad tells you to do something, you're like, "I guess I'm gonna do it." You got that little toed, or yes, I'm gonna do it because you're reverent to the fact. You're returning the love that you're being given by being willing to do the task. The task isn't always glorious. We talked about it a little bit with the Christmas party. Mark did too when he said, "This is work." It is work, but it's a work that you put your hand to, right? It's a work that you want to be a part of because you see at the end of the day the return of what the Lord has given us first and foremost, right? If you don't see that, then you might want to re-examine the whole thing. But if you're willing to do the work because of what you're receiving, you see it as the gift given, you return it in the same vein. And when you're willing, I think that you have a little bit more, what dad do you say? A little bit more lead in my pencil, right? He said, you got lead in your pencil to do this. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. But what it meant was, are you willing to do this? Is it worth it enough to do it? So yes, John, there's my answer for that. Now, with all the clamoring and waving of hands, I'm trying not to cut anybody off, but I do have scriptures to read. So, anyone else before I begin? Andy, see you up there with your hoodie on, nothing? All right, brother. All right. Well, the Lord, I pray to him. When I begin to teach and I simply ask him, Lord, what is the word that you have for your people? I try not to read too much into it of myself, and then he'll tell me, he'll show me. And the word that he brought me was that of the watchman. The word of the watchman, of the importance not only of its position, but of the times that we live in and the necessity and the importance of the work, right? And I've been looking at it in a lot of different ways, and I have a few scriptures that I want to read. And they really simply confirm the fact that being aware and the position of being aware that we are put in is very important to the Lord. And when he places it on us, it's for a purpose, right? The purpose is to approach those of the body that need ministry or protection and bring that to them with the love of God, because we are watching in advance to the war going on all around us, right? We are watching and we're being aware. And when we see it, it's not an opinion. It's not, oh, I kind of think. No, it's from the Lord. The Lord says, my child is suffering. Go to them. Go to them and bring the spirit of me to them. Just like the Lord comes to us, the Lord is our watchman, right? We know that. I mean, I hope we know that. The Lord is our watchman. He watches out for us. He is our protector. He's our guidance. And he comes to us with all kinds of things, all kinds of words, all kinds of intent, all kinds of direction, all kinds of purpose. But he comes to us in the vein of love because he's looking to protect us. And as the watchman, we stand on the wall because the protection of the people is our job. That is our purpose. That is our directive. And that is our guidance. How do you do that? You got to listen, number one, right? You got to listen. You got to be alert. And then you have to be willing to do what is necessary, because the people cannot and will not fall if we are diligent in our task. But if we see a need or necessity and we don't attend to it in the vein of how the Lord would, we are just as responsible for that action as the person who is in that place. Because what do we know? What do we want to do? What's the whole point of all this? We're trying to build the body of Christ, right? We're trying to build the body of Christ. We're trying to stand at the ramparts. We stand at the breach and we protect what we've been given. And how do we do that? We listen and we watch and we bring the word of love, because that's what God has for us, is his love. Bring this to my people. Say it. Those who teach on a regular basis, those who listen and seek the Lord on a regular basis, that's kind of what you're doing. You're receiving. It's not kind of what you're doing. It is what you're doing. You're watching and listening to what the Lord is showing you to do, to bring to the people. And sometimes it's received, and sometimes maybe it's not. But you don't get to choose what you say if you're listening to the Spirit. The Spirit says what you need to say. I'm not. I often struggle with me, James. I struggle with, am I saying too much? Am I saying too little? Am I saying what I need to say? Am I listening? As I've gotten older, I really think that I'm listening more and just speaking what the Spirit says, right? So There's my opening. Let's read these scriptures because these scriptures will confirm the importance of everything that I just said. And then I'm going to tell you one other thing, and then I will be done babbling for the evening. Let's start in, oh my goodness, I just dropped my notes. Let's start in Acts 20, please. Acts chapter 20, we're going to go down to verse 28. Actually, we'll start in 27. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Now, Paul's making a statement right there, and it's very bold. He's saying, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. So you know what he did? He watched, he listened, and he spoke. And at times, Paul's speaking was probably not really well received, but he did it because he knew a certainty that it was the will of God. And then he followed it up with, keep watch over yourselves. So we watch ourselves and all of the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. So there's the weight and the responsibility right there. Has he made you one? I believe so. I believe with all of my heart that he has. And in making me so, what is my responsibility? Well, he just said it right here. Keep watch over yourselves and all of the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought Christ with his own blood. All right. Let's go over to 1 Timothy 4, please. 1 Timothy 4, let's jump down to verse 15. So we just saw to give yourself to the watching, right? And in 15 it says, be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. So what do you think that means? That means as the Spirit speaks to me, as the Spirit shares with me, as the Spirit engifts me with words, watch myself in the fashion of how I present it. I am accountable for every word that comes out of my mouth. Everything that I say, everything that I do, the people, the body of Christ, the sheep will see it. So be diligent in the matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone might see your progress. Watch your life and the doctrine closely. Persevere in them because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Because as we do these things, we read in other scriptures prior to this, the saying of the things is the necessity, because if I don't say them to you, I am just as guilty of what's going on. I'm probably more guilty because if I'm seeing you struggling and I don't come to you with love and say, hey, listen, brother, the Lord has told me, don't say, I think, right? I think that's the error. I think you should. No, God has shown me you need. And if I don't say that, I'm doing you no good. My work is not complete. What good am I doing? How vigilant am I being if I don't take that word of necessity and bring it to you in your time of need? You know, I've had people in the body of Christ, Manuel, prime among, he comes to me sometimes, he says things to me I really don't like to hear. But in hindsight, they're always beneficial. And if he didn't, I mean, think about that. If he didn't, would I have moved past? Would I have grown? Would I have learned? Right? If he wasn't watching out for me for whatever reason, and I'd like to think the reason is because he loves me as a member of the body of Christ and as a brother. But if he didn't do that, where would I be? That's his task. It's part of his task. He comes to me, he shares with me, he says things. I want him to stop talking to me, but I need to hear it. And that's what we do for each other, right? But we approach each other in the veins of what Christ would do. I'm not going to come at you hot and heavy, but I am going to come at you strong and concise. But I'm going to come with you with love, because if I'm not doing it out of love, I'm not doing it in the proper vein. All right. First Peter 5,
I'm
please.
sorry, James. Do you mind if I ask a question real quick?
Absolutely.
It just kind of struck me like it. So in 15, it says, be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. When you read that, I was thinking of, someone like yourself or
Dan or Micah or Dave, when you guys are bringing the word on Mondays or Sundays, this might be like an ambiguous question, but like how do you show that? Because I think like the showing the progress is like the spirit that's moving through you, like what I don't know if there's a right answer or not, but just like how do you guys show that or are able to
You mean the progress?
because the progress is kind of like what we're after, right?
Right. Well, look at it like this, Andy. We've been doing this for a long time, right? You have been around since as long as I can remember. You've seen my teaching from the beginning to today. Have you seen me change? I hope. I hope you have. If you haven't, then I got to reassess my whole thing.
I didn't know if that was rhetorical or not.
No, it was not. It was definitely no. Please say yes.
Yes.
But you've seen my progress because I'm adhering to my growth of the spirit, right? I'm striving. I don't know anything about anything, but every day, if I'm lucky or if I'm blessed enough to try again, I get to try again, just like you have. I've watched you from, here's an old story. Remember sitting on the bed with Dan and I
I
when
do.
you're like 13 years old? Why do you guys do this? I don't know. I can tell you better now. That's progress, right?
Yeah.
You're still here after all this time. That's progress. Look to it. Look to what you're doing. Show it to people. It encourages people. It edifies people. It builds the body of Christ. You're a watchman. You're standing on the wall. Do you do it perfectly? I don't. But you're doing it. Yeah. So look to it with determination and hold to it. That's all,
Cool. Thank you.
No problem. All right, 1 Peter 5, please. 1 Peter 5, we're going to jump down to verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cared for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Be watchful, is what that's saying. Be watchful. Be alert and of sober mind, because why? Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. The Lord is telling us to be diligent in our watch, not only for ourselves, but for others, because why? They're fighting the same exact fight. And what do? You watch for them, right? You prepare for them. The eventuality of the attack is all around us, because what does the enemy want to do? Separate, divide, cause us to not grow, right? Cause us to not, see any change, Andy, right? That's what he wants. So you get stagnant in your thoughts, you get stagnant in your beliefs, and then you don't do the tasks assigned you. All right. Psalms 121, please. Psalms 121. Well, we'll just start in the beginning. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He'll watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going now and forever. So if that's not a statement of, confidence for what I'm talking about to me, I don't know what is. Because my watchman is the Lord. Our watchman is the Lord. And it just said here, I'm going to read it one more time. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Big statement just right there, right? We could stop. It comes from the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let my foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So now here's a statement. The Lord is always watching over us. Always. No question. But what do we do as his people? Yeah. You know, I hear you, Lord, but you know, but he's diligent. Why? Why is he diligent? Dan read it the other day, John 3:16, because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. He gave us his son, right? But he also loves us so much that he watches over us in everything we do. What should we do for each other? The same thing. We should be diligent in our response. Last one here. I hope this encapsulates everything that I've been trying to say. Psalms 127. I should probably put my glasses back on. Psalms 127. Now, verse 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. Now, if the Lord is not with us in these things that we do, if it's based on our flesh or our thoughts or our opinions or our views or our differences or anything like that, it's in vain. But the Lord watches over us, it is not. So if he's watching over us, what you just says, I hope you all saw that clearly. What is our obligation? Stand at the ramparts and watch. And when the need arises, when the protection of the people is a necessity, in love we go to them and protect them because the Lord delivers the message, we bring it, right? That's what we're doing. Those are the scriptures. I wanted to tell you a story, real quick. I don't know that I have a lot of skill sets in the body of Christ, but you know what I'm pretty good at is being aware. And I didn't see it for what it was until I started reading this word. And I can tell you this with absolute clarity. I am watchman. I watch the people of the body of Christ. I watch and I'm aware of their positions. I watch and I see not the things said, but the things not said, right? And Dan and Dave and I were talking one time. We were talking about positions and things of that nature. And I said, I think I watch. And I didn't know really what I was saying at the moment, but I do more so now because of this. And I wanted to share this with you. And I asked Brian if I could tell you. And then I'll let him talk if he wants to. You know, growing up with you guys in the youth, I've watched you grow. I've watched you and I've come to you. And you know, I've come to you with some things, right? You know, in the past. And I didn't come to you to fix you, right? I came to you because I loved you and I saw something that the Lord had shown me for you because I was trying to be very clear. And I remember one time on a Bodega Bay retreat, and Brian was not quite yet where he is now. And we were in the room and we were praising, and I was watching him because I could feel the spirit. I could feel the spirit on him in such a way that it was calling to me. And I looked at him because I could see it, and I was watching and I was paying attention, and he didn't like it because I think he knew that I knew that he knew that the spirit was on him. And I didn't see it at the moment other than I was just being aware, but that's my job. I'm a watchman. And when I said to him, hey, he went, no. Because he wasn't, well, I'll let him tell you. Brian, would you tell them?
Yeah, I remember that day a little clearly. But yeah, we were praising, and the spirit definitely came over me because I remember, you know, I was falling. I couldn't stand. I was falling to my knees, and you know, I was crying and all that. And I get up, and when I get up, I see James looking at me, and it's like, oh, he knew what just had happened to me, and he knows what's going on. But it was my reaction to look at him was like, no, stop, because I don't know if I'm ready for this yet, kind of in that moment. Like I was afraid. And so he definitely knew exactly what had happened and how, like what came over me. And it was just, you know, I just put the hand up and I was like, no, you stop, because I don't think I'm ready for this yet. So that was years ago too. That was like, I mean, my goodness. It was like right after we got married, I think. So it was like
Yeah,
15 to 15.
it was very early. And the point of that is this. I listened to the Lord and I was watching. He told me, watch my sheep. Brian was a sheep and I loved him. He didn't know I loved him. I don't think he knew he loved me, but we did, you know. But the Lord said, watch him, and I did. And in that moment, if I hadn't, maybe it would have taken longer, maybe it would have been quicker. Who knows? But I had to do what I did in the moment. because that is what a watchman does. So anyway, there is my sharing of this word. There is my bringing this to you. I'll ask again one last time if anybody has a question. But after that, I'm going to turn it back over to Dan for a moment.
I have a question, but I have a comment on one of the scriptures that you read.
Yeah.
The Psalms, I think it's 121, where it talks about his help comes from the Lord when you're saying the Lord. There was this time when I went down to Albertsons. I don't know if Destin remembers this or not, but RJ was taking a nap, supposed to be, and Dustin was going to watch him while I ran to the store. Well, apparently he heard me go out the door, and Ronald John came out, and he just was a little guy, and I didn't know it. And he was going up to the store up the street with no shoes on. It was in Orangevale and everything. And some family in a van picked him up, and he was able to say where he lived. And I don't even think Dustin knew what was going on. He was in the bathroom or something. But I remember that night just thanking God, and he took me to the scripture. He was watching over Ronald John, and he got him back safe. You know, that scripture is a big scripture to me. Thanks for sharing it.
No problem, Jen. I mean, I look at it in the vein of this. Dave and Larry, Roger, my father, Tom Morris, man, they got under my skin, But you know what they did? They watched over me in my youth. They watched over me in my adulthood. They watch over me now. They do the work, they do the task, and it's a lot of time. I mean, I won't speak for them because, only Dave's here. Roger might a little bit, but Dave more than I wasn't always receptive to it, but I'm grateful for it, I'm grateful for them watching and standing and doing with no reward in this world, with no reward in this moment. But man, they did the task and we're still here, And I really think about those that are still here and those who are gone that did that work because they listen to the Lord, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the time frame, and they're still here. Those that are still doing it, and and I hope to emulate that by the actions that I've seen, by the gifts given, and I hope that I do that for those, because I'm not as young as I used to be, guys. I don't know if you guys know that, but I am still here, and I don't necessarily need to be. I could have left a long time ago, but I'm still watching over the body of Christ to the best of my ability. And the Lord is showing me things every day about what that means. So thank you, Jen. Well,
James, I'd like to say something if it's okay.
yeah, absolutely.
You've been sharing a lot, and I really appreciate what you've been sharing. Thank you. You've been sharing a lot about watchmen coming to us. And we also, because everybody on this screen is a watchman, we all have a calling, we all have spiritual engiftments, and the Lord has given those to us. To be watchmen, you can term it what you want. You can call it what you want, but we all have a ministry that we're responsible for. That's what we watch over the body of Christ together. And so, as important as it is, if someone comes to us to hopefully recognize that that's the Holy Spirit coming to us, if you test the Spirit and it is, and of course. We want to listen, but just as important as that is to go to people who are your watchmen. And like I said, every one of you on this screen watches me and helps me and keeps me where I'm supposed to be. And that's why when I ask, who have I come to for guidance or counsel or discernment, a lot of people raise their hands because I go to a lot of people all the time. And I'm just saying, that's as important. As important of a part of being a watchman is recognizing that you have watchmen and you need to utilize the watchmen that God has set in place for you. And the spiritual gifts that are represented on this screen are so important. So that's why I come to people. It's just the Holy Spirit, right? It's not a person, it's not an individual. It's the Holy Spirit is in all of us. So, I just want to share that part about, being a watchman too, is seeking out the guidance from others. Really
No,
important.
and I agree because you know what, Dave? I talked to you yesterday. I talked to Dan today. I talked to Manny today. I talked to Brian today. The point of that was to seek those things. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I feel comfortable in my relationship with the Lord, but sometimes I need discernment. And when I, and what I know now is that I have that. It's a gift, right? That's the gift is utilize that. You know, wisdom can be found when you can't find it on your own. You know, we always seek the Lord. I seek the Lord in everything. I was telling Dan today, the Lord and I had, you know, he ministered to me in my sleep last night. It was good, but it also made my heart very heavy, you know. And I went to those that have that, and I went to them because it's a gift I can use. I don't have to do it by myself. You know, it's in fact, it's even wiser to not try to do it by myself, because folly is there for me. You know, folly is easy to find when I just assume I know. I'm just going to do it. You know, I'll call Dan a lot in the morning. Hey, this is what's up, man. What do you think? Well, and he'll give me some insight. You know, I'll talk to you at work. You know, you'll ask me, is there anything we need to talk about? Yeah, let, you know, I have this. You know, I'll call my Uncle John. I'll talk to the lady sometimes. A lot of times, ladies just come to me. You know, they just kind of tell me what's up. But it's the same thing, you know, because I'm still listening to what. You know, they have a lot of wisdom too, you know, and what we have is each other, but we should go to each other for sure, you know. So, yeah, thank you.
And I want to say some of my most valuable watchmen are the women in the body of Christ. They have shared so much wisdom and understanding with me and have given me so much good counsel. I really like seeking that out. So it's a tremendous ministry to me.
Well, that is, I believe, unless the Lord shows me more, I think that's where I'll stop for now. I don't know that with certainty, so I'm not going to say it with certainty, but for the moment, it feels like I've reached a point, but who knows what he'll show me in my heart. I will pray and seek, and maybe there will be, I imagine there will be more. But for the moment, Dan, if you want to update.
Yeah, so we have what's today, the 21st or 22nd? You know, we have Christmas coming up. So first of all, Merry Christmas to all you guys, because I don't know if I'll see you before then, but I want you guys all to have a very blessed Christmas with your families and have all the good stuff that comes along with it. And then we'll be meeting next Monday before New Year's. So we're at the very end of the year. And come January, there's going to be a new study that we're going to dive into. So we're kind of in this week, and I thought, you know, it'd be really good if maybe we kind of reflected. Yeah, I haven't asked you guys to talk in a long time. You know, I've given you a bunch of months off now, but it would be good to kind of fluff up the sheets and edify one another by saying, like, hey, you know, this study that we looked at this year, you know, would is still, I still carry it today. I still use it every day because I'm seeing victory by what we do it, not for the teacher's sake who brought it, but for the sake of all of us that might be like, oh yeah, I kind of forgot about that one. That's, you know, we talked a lot of stuff this year. You know, we were pretty diligent on our Monday nights this year. So, but we had a lot of studies, and it's not, I don't even care if it's Monday night. It could be Sundays, something you learned on Sundays in a study. It could be in your Sunday school class. I really don't care because it's for the edification for all of us. So, if there's something that was spoken about, anything you heard in the last year or so, I would like you guys and myself and everybody to kind of bring up and be like, what's one of the one or two couple things that you're still meditating on, even now, you know, could be what we just heard tonight. It doesn't matter, but it's for building the body. It's to remind us of things maybe we've forgotten, to fluff the covers up a little bit, get everything back up, stirred up a little bit, and help us remember. So that's what I'd like to do next week. If you're not on, if you, if I'm looking at your faces now, and if you're not on next week, I'll know you just didn't want to talk. But I'm teasing. But it's for the sake of all of us, right? There's a lot of stuff. You're gonna get wrapped up in Christmas, and maybe you're gonna forget to do your homework, and you're gonna try to cram on Monday. So we're gonna I'll work with Kendra to get some text messages out there to remind you guys. But put some thought into it over the next week, and don't let that hinder your Christmas. But next Monday night, I was just hoping we could do a little exercise like that. So, and then we'll get into 2026 after that. So, sound good? All right. Cool. All right. Andy, you're right there. Will you pray for us?
Yep. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time that we get to spend as the body. We thank you for the word that James brought tonight and has continued to bring. Please allow us to let it to soak into our heart, Lord. Allow us to have ears to hear for what the Spirit is bringing, Lord. We thank you so much for everyone that shares on Monday, Lord. And we ask that you just allow us to have a blessed week. Allow everyone to have a great Christmas with their families, Lord, and keep everyone safe. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.